Hello, I'm Joseph Batty, and welcome to the first episode of Chitavritti. Today, we're gonna learn about the Gunas. I'm going to tell you a quick story of how you can quiet the play of the Gunas through yoga psychology. And in the last section, I will give you a quick actionable tip for the week. Before we get into the podcast, I wanted to go over who exactly is this podcast for. Well, at first, it is really aimed at the people who are just starting out on their yoga journey, since I myself am just starting out on my yoga journey. And as I progress through my journey, I really want the podcast to also progress in its journey. As I learn more, I want the podcast to also teach you guys more. But don't worry, if you are just starting out, I'm going to start at ground zero. And each week, I hope to dig a little deeper. I would suggest if you haven't done so yet, pick up a copy of Patanjali's Yoga Sutras. My two favorite copies are by Edwin F. Bryant, and the other one by Sri Swami Satchidananda. With that, let's get straight into it. To understand the play of the Gunas, let's take a step back and let me give you a little background. The idea of the Gunas comes from the Sankhya philosophy, which is one of the oldest philosophies in the world. In Sankhya, there are two realities that creates all of reality. There is Prakriti and Purusha. Purusha is pure consciousness. For now, this is as far as we're going to go into Purusha and what exactly it means that it's pure consciousness. Prakriti is made up of the Gunas. So what are the Gunas? The Gunas consist of Sattva, Tamas, and Raja. Since the mind is not pure consciousness, it too is made from Prakriti, or the Gunas. Our minds are constantly churning about, jumping from pratyaya, or thought, to pratyaya. Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas are a way to define what influences or what influence our mind is under. Sattva's subtle qualities are lucid, tranquility, discrimination, attachment, and happiness. Raja's subtle qualities are attachment, energy, action, restlessness, and creativity. Tamas' subtle qualities are ignorance, stillness, delusion, disinterest, and sleep. Transmutations and combinations of the Gunas is what makes up not only our reality, but also every human personality. A good example of how this takes place is the color wheel of red, green, and blue. Every color can be made by mixing different proportions of the red, green, and blue together. Just like this, every personality can be produced with varying degrees of Rajas, Tamas, and Sattva. For instance, people under the influence of Sattva are peaceful, uninfluenced, restrained, inappropriate in all situations. The agitations of the mind, for the most part, do not affect them. People who are mainly in Raja or Rajaguna are normally people of action. They are conquerors. They are leaders of society. They are what we call in business the go-getters. They're always doing something. And the people that are under Tamas or Tamaguna, these people are normally continuously thinking negatively of others and spending all their time in detrimental ways. So once I had the idea for this podcast and I knew I was going to start it, I ordered a mic and some accessories from Guitar Center. The package arrived opened. Unfortunately, the accessories were there, but the mic was gone. When this happened, The emotions that surged in me was everything from anger to ego to blame. My first thought was that somebody did this to me on purpose. Either they were watching my house or looking at packages, or somebody at UPS knew my name and stole it on purpose. Needless to say, I was angry and agitated and frustrated. I had one expectation, the expectation of opening the box, getting the mic, and starting my podcast. And what actually transpired was a totally different expectation. The mic wasn't there. At that moment, I was totally 100% in the state of Thomas, or Tamaguna. And once I was wholly in Thomas, Rajas was starting to take action. So what did I do first? I started calling Guitar Center. I called customer service. I talked to several people. I filed a claim, not to mention all the pacing around the house and thinking even more ignorant, stupid thoughts. But somewhere in the midst of all this, I heard Sattva. And I thought, wait a minute, none of this can be right. Let's back up and calm down and just breathe. I knew this was just the play of the goonesses. So the first thing I thought to do, evaluate my vrittis and classify them. The Yoga Sutra classifies vrittis into 5 categories: right knowledge, wrong knowledge or error, imaginary knowledge, memory, and sleep. So what is right knowledge? Patanjali tells us that right knowledge comes from direct sense perception, meaning seeing, reading, hearing, etc., anything that is first-hand experience. The second is inference, something that you know is always true. For instance, you see smoke in the woods, and what you can infer from that is that there's a fire going on. And the last form of right knowledge is scripture, or from a trusted source or a trusted person. Clearly, none of these thoughts were right knowledge. I would label them, or I did label them, wrong knowledge or even imaginary knowledge. So after I evaluated that these were clearly false, my buddhi or intellect thought, what is the cause of these vrittis? Were they virtuous, or did they come from the klesas? So you may ask yourself, what are the klesas? The klesas are the afflictions of the mind. They are ignorance, ego, attachment, repulsion, and fear of death, or clinging to life. The stem of these vrittis that I was feeling at the moment were definitely from ignorance, ego, and attachment to a microphone. This whole process didn't really take me long. I would say less than a minute to run through my head all of this I just said verbally. And at the end of it, I was calmer, immediately calmer, because I was detached from the situation. Instead of being caught up in the play of the goonesses and being those emotions and feelings that you were feeling at that moment, I was able to step outside that and look at it as what it really was. It was just the goonesses, Thomas, Rajas, and Sattva playing their game, always in motion, always doing what they do. After I knew that, I was able to again calm down and make a rational, positive decision. So what did we learn here today? What I hope you learned here today is that all these vrittis, all these emotions and thoughts that are going on when something bad happens in any given day, it's just the play of the goonies. They're just constantly in flux doing what they do. And if you have the ability to just step back and methodically try to understand underneath the goonies what's actually going on, you can more easily detach yourself from the situation and make a whole lot better decisions. Now it's time for action. The action item that I would like for you to do this week is just simple mindful meditation. While you are meditating, Don't block out your thoughts. Let them come. And as they come, try and identify what kind of riti the thought is. And is it powered by virtue or klesis? And just know that it is all the play of the gunas. Well, that's it for this week. I hope you got something from this podcast today. And please stick around. I know this is episode 1, and I really feel like it was a little shaky. I'm kind of coming into my own. I'm figuring out how to be a host of a podcast. And I'm trying to explain concepts that I'm still coming to terms with. I'm still learning what they truly mean. And as I investigate more and try to teach you guys, I am learning more. So again, stick around. It's only going to get better. And I thank you for listening. Be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and share this on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.